All right, welcome back. Second segment of tonight's show. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank and Hobbo, and we have former Virginia star quarterback Sean Moore on the line, and Frank's got the next question.
So, Sean, you know, I guess people need to be updated on what you're doing today with your life, and I was delighted to learn this summer that you were going to work at St. Christopher's School. You want to tell everyone what you're doing there?
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Yeah, I am. Actually, I can't say back in the Richmond area because this is my first time living here, but I'm back in the state of Virginia. I moved back here in June, and as of July 1, I've been working at St. Christopher School over on the west side of Richmond, and really excited. New role, Director of Community and Inclusion, also coaching football, Associate Director of Admissions, and 12th grade advisor. So anyone that knows independent schools knows you wear a lot of hats. So I'm wearing a lot of hats. And really having a lot of fun with a lot of kids and a lot of folks here in the Richmond area.
So you mentioned coaching, and we know you had a nice stint at UVA for a few years. Is that something that you'd like to maybe get back into? And if so, what level of football?
Yeah, you know, I'm enjoying right now. I really enjoy working and impacting these kids' lives. Prior to going to UVA, I coached at St. Albans in Washington, D.C. It's National Cathedral School, and very similar to St. Christopher, and had an opportunity to work with some great kids there who went on to play at the collegiate level. And I think, quite honestly, we have a couple kids at St. Christopher that have an opportunity to also play at the next level. So it's been a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it right now and looking forward to, as I said, impacting some young folks' lives.
Sean, I know you probably stay in touch with some former teammates. Tell us about some of the guys that you're friendly with and you like to stay in touch with.
I'm in touch with Ray Savage, who was my college roommate. He's actually coaching down in the Hampton area. He's the head coach at Menchville High School. I was fortunate enough. Derek Dooley was also one of my college roommates. He's coaching with the Dallas Cowboys. He was in town last night. They had a bye this weekend, so I got a chance to see him and his son, who they were at the UVA Carolina game this weekend. So I stay in touch with Derek. We probably talk weekly. Ray talk weekly. Ray Roberts, who was my blindside left tackle, a great friend of mine. He's back in the Seattle area. Talk to Ray on a regular basis.
Question.
I get to talk to quite a few guys.
Question, Ray Roberts, how did he get the nickname Puddin'?
That's a great question. Actually, most people – I think the people that are close to him, we all call him Babyhead because he's the biggest guy in the country. If you've never seen a guy that magnitude, that big, and he's got this little tiny baby head, so we just called him Babyhead. I'm not sure how he got the name Puddin'.
You know, when Ray had his jersey retired at UVA a few years ago in a driving rain day against Georgia Tech, he waved me down because he'd been on our show recently. And he waved me down, so I posed for a picture. The photographer never could get me in the picture. Ray was so big. And I kid you not. I said, where is Maloney? What a great guy. And he was a terrific guest on the show. You know, he's done radio work with the Seahawks. And we had a lot of fun with him on the air. And just like we've always had fun when you've been on the air.
Well, the interesting thing, some of the names you're mentioning there are some of the greats in Virginia football history. So it reminds us again, we need to go out and recruit some guys of similar caliber and get back to the point where we're winning 10-plus games a year. I look at the Virginia history, and is that the only time we've won 10 games? Was 1989?
No.
But it hasn't happened frequently enough, I know that. But we need to get back there.
Well, everything happens in cycles. It's just a matter of time before they get back to doing it. I think they got the right guy for it. It'll be interesting to see how this season plays out, but I wish them the best. I think they're in for a bright future.
You know, one thing that I do like is right after the Pitt game, they corrected the special teams. The only thing that hurt them this past weekend was a couple of tough punts into the wind, which – the wind was gusting like crazy, but I did like the way they made the changes on the kickoff team, and they prevented Carolina from burning Virginia. Sean, if there was one thing that Virginia has got to fix in the next year or two to become more competitive, can you put your finger on that?
That's a great question. That's a super great question. I think in my view on that, I've said I've probably seen three or four games now. Obviously, I missed the last game, but I think defensively they have to. You know, one of the things I used to complain about when my son played there was they didn't get more defensive linemen in the game. And I think you look at a school like Clemson and Florida State, who every year they're putting out first and second rounders and guys that go on to play at the next level. One thing Virginia has yet to do is they tend to rely on those first seven kids on defense in the front seven. They play them, and they don't get other guys. They don't get other guys repetition. So those right. other guys playing the whole game, and they're worn out by the end of the game. So when you're playing a school like Florida or Clemson State, when you're playing that type of school, those guys get worn down pretty quickly. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, the only way to get experience is to get a guy in there. He's got to get in the heat of the battle.
Well, they seem to be doing that with the offensive line. I saw they got R.J. Proctor in the last couple of games, and I don't know about Stephen Moss, but I know they need to do that. Sean, we want to thank you for your excellent insights and your return to Who's Talking, and we wish you well at St. Christopher's School. And by the way, Jack English is doing pretty well, former Saint at left tackle. I watch him every game, and I tell you, the young man has shown a lot of improvement over the last 2 years.
That's awesome, because everything I heard about Jack was that he was a tight end in high school, and sometimes people, you don't realize it, but you can easily eat your way into the next position, and I think that's what happened to him. So that's good to hear that he's doing well.
Hey, Sean, next time, since you're in Richmond, we'll have to have you in studio. But would love to have you in the studio with us, but we certainly appreciate you joining us by phone. Wish you the very best of luck, and look forward to having you back soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, Sean Moore, former Virginia quarterback, and right now we're going to go to the Olympic report.
No,
the LeClaire Ryan player of the game. That's what I thought.
Yes, good job, Hava. Yeah. All right, we've got we're going to designate Taquan Smoke Mizell again for his outstanding contributions. 7 receptions in the game on Saturday. Can't remember how many rushes he had from scrimmage, but he broke 100 yards. And behind a relatively newly formed offensive line against a team like North Carolina, that's pretty darn impressive. And his touchdown in the fourth quarter lent some credibility to Virginia's effort on Saturday. And there was a lot of cheering when he broke through the line and got that score. All right. How can you follow Who's Talking, Darren?
Well, you can reach out to us here in the studio at 804-345-0910. That's 345-0910 if you want to give us a call and have a word with us. If you're on your computer or you're going to be moving to your computer, you can find us streaming live on foxsportsrichmond.com. And also our trusty Sabre sponsor, thesabre.com. Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen on your smartphone. Also, always on Facebook at Who's Talking.
All right, we're going to go to break now. When we come back on the other side, we've got the editor of the Sabre, Chris Wright, joining us. Stay with us.